Hello, everyone, and welcome to Live Fully. I'm here with Brian Alain, who is a wonderful man. You can find him at brianalain.com or killertribes.com. And we've got a couple questions for him. At Live Fully, we're really big about, you know, making a difference as a community, and that through community can really impact culture in an even bigger way. And so, Brian, you're big about building a killer tribe. Would you explain kind of what that is and why you think that's so important?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that community is huge, and community is really, it's almost a synonym for tribe in a sense. And I think that's a key thing, a key distinction to make, because nowadays I think it's more important for a musician or a writer to build a tribe more than just building a fan base, because a fan base is kind of that, you know, rock star fan interaction, and whereas a tribe is more like, you know, these are my people, and it's just some of the connotations that come with that are that, you know, maybe you're a little bit more on their level than if it was just a fan base. So I think community is huge, because when you're creating art, especially, and it applies to businesses too, it applies to nonprofits, it applies to entrepreneurs, they all need to build tribes too, but specifically for people creating art, you want people to share that art with, you want to find people who it resonates with, and you want to be encouraged and inspired by other people. And that's really what building a tribe is all about. To me, really pouring yourself into a tribe isn't so much about the growing of the tribe, but it's about just the deepening of the tribe and building those relationships.
In your book, which is great, I remember you talking several times about how we need more people blogging, getting their message out, because it's important that people's voice or their message gets heard. What makes you say that?
I guess I say that because I see the value in community, and I think the value in finding another person, even if it's just one other person who shares a passion that you have, to me, that the energy and the life that comes from a connection like that, and I know that sounds kind of kooky, but that's like what life is all about, just making connections with other people and just being inspired by that. There's something amazing about that. And you know, people blog for all different reasons. And some people blog to get lots of traffic, to get a book deal, or to make money on ads. You know, there's tons of reasons to do it, and none of them really, or very few of them are bad reasons. But at its very core, I just love the idea of somebody being passionate about something, being moved by something, and just sharing it, not expecting hundreds and thousands of visitors, but just putting it out there and somebody else finding that and saying, wow, I like that. That really helped me out today. Mm. Leaving a comment, and then this interaction happening just from one person sharing the person. So at its core, that's what I love about blogging.
Yeah, that's great. Well, switching gears here a little bit, you also have a humor blog. It's very funny. How do you think that humor, what kind of important role do you think that has for someone who wants to live fully?
I think humor is huge. You know, I think there's a few Bible verses that you can cherry pick that talk about, you know, the importance of laughter and how humor is good for the soul. And I totally believe that that's true. There's scientific studies, I think, about how good physiologically laughter is for you. I know just for me personally, I love laughing. I love humor, and I've always enjoyed making other people laugh. I can't speak for everybody, but for me to live fully, laughter is just a huge part. Humor is a huge part of it. And life can be so tragic sometimes, and there's ups and downs, and you know, I think just the importance of looking, being positive, and having a good time is huge. So yeah, that's not, I don't do it. I don't write humor because I feel like it's super important. It's not a mission like that. It's more just a couple years ago, I realized I've always wanted to make people laugh. I've always wanted to be the funniest person in the room. I used to think everybody wanted to be like that, but then I realized that I wasn't. And for a while, I stopped doing that because I thought maybe I was annoying people or annoying my friends. But when I stopped doing it, I realized that nobody else was kind of stepping up to fill the void, and that they were actually looking to me. Not all of them, but some of them were looking to me provide that humor or whatever. So I kind of started to own it and made that conscious decision in my blog a few years ago, and I've enjoyed it. So.
Which I think that's huge because there's a lot of people trying to either be really good at something that they're not good at because they want to impress people, or they're not doing what they're good at because they think that's not what they're supposed to do. But really, I think, and this is what you're saying, that a big part of a full life is doing what you're made to do. And that's really where I think you get a lot more satisfaction with life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if somebody, you know, like my humor blog at this point, it doesn't provide for my family. You know,
right.
So it's not doing that for me. It's just this creative outlet that I have. And if somebody told me I couldn't do it anymore, man, that would kill a big part of me. And, you know, the thought of being able to do that full time someday, which is what I'm kind of working towards.
Yeah.
It's amazing to think of that. So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. That is the end of the interview. Good stuff. Thank you so much for doing this.